Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I've heard that kids in Humboldt County are going to heck in a handbasket. I've heard they don't do well in our schools, and all they do is sit around and play computer games. Doesn't that get in your craw if your youth are just wasting these important years where they could be doing other things that will actually prepare them for their future? Let's talk about some of those other things. Next Saturday evening, March 7th, is the 60th Annual All-County Music Festival at Fortuna High, where over 400 accomplished student musicians from 30 local schools will showcase their talents in bands, choirs, and string orchestras. They will be led by guest conductors who are volunteering their time to work with these talented young people. Then there's Humboldt County History Day, which was held 2 weeks ago, where over 500 Humboldt County students in grades 4 through 12 participated at HSU after researching and preparing creative and original history projects about issues, ideas, people, and events. This event was the second largest in the state, only surpassed by the number of participants in Los Angeles. Later this month, the countywide science fair with over 400 student displays of science projects from schools throughout the county will compete at HSU with a chance to earn entry into the California State Science Fair. Humboldt County has sent hundreds of students over the years to the state and has earned the reputation of having the highest number of students qualifying on a per capita basis of any county in California. Now that's good stuff. In May, other students will compete in the Innovate Business Idea Competition, where members from our business community work with students to help them take their idea to the next level. In June, the Industrial Technology Show will be held at Redwood Acres, where several hundred students will showcase their work in the design, fabrication, and construction of products that are available for sale. These and other events are sponsored by the Rising Stars Foundation. Over 5,000 youth participate in these events annually. Check it out at HumboldtRisingStars.org. So today, in recognition of Theodore Geisel's birthday, Dr. Seuss might say about Humboldt County's youth, "I know they can with all their might. They'll keep working, and it's right. Their work works, and it works well. Day in, day out, it works swell." Let's support our young people. Get involved, but be sure to keep an eye out in the paper for the next time you hear about three kids doing something wrong. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.